Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. There's no easy answer to the great man question, do we shape our era or do the times in which we live bring out greatness in us? Gary Wills is well positioned to help us see more clearly it's both. Professor Wills' many best-selling books include What Jesus Meant, What Paul Meant, and What the Gospels Meant. His Lincoln at Gettysburg won the Pulitzer Prize. It's no accident this widely admired scholar, historian, and opinion leader has thought deeply about Jesus and Lincoln. In addition to the enormous influence of both, Dr. Wills points to additional requirements for greatness, humility, and maturity.
We wouldn't have heard of Jesus if he died at 30. We wouldn't have heard of Lincoln if he died at 50. It's astonishing how much he grew there. And I suppose if you want to put together things, humility is one of them. They both make big claims, and they're both extraordinarily humble. I love the line in Marlowe's Faust, where Faust says to him, "Hey, you're the devil. I thought you were down in hell." He says, "Well, this is hell, nor am I out of it." That's true. There's a lot of hell and a lot of heaven right around us.
Gary Wills is a scholar, historian, classicist, and author. His many best-selling books include the three about what Jesus, Paul, and the Gospels meant, Lincoln at Gettysburg, and two dozen others. As one of the nation's leading public thinkers, he appears often in a variety of media. Professor Wills took his doctorate in the classics after studying for the Roman Catholic priesthood. He continues to identify with and to critique that tradition. For many years, he taught ancient and New Testament Greek at Johns Hopkins University. He's now professor of history emeritus at Northwestern. Bill Russell and I relish opportunities to engage with people whose ideas have matured along with them. So we were confident as we sat down with Gary Wills that we were in for a treat. Gary Wills, when the Supreme Court of the United States appointed George Bush president in the year 2000, a friend of mine who is a Buddhist said to me, to console me, she said, "You have to remember what His Holiness the Dalai Lama said of Mao Zedong being the Dalai Lama's great teacher. And you have to hold the thought that good things will happen coming out of this." And I did one of my, "Really?" And as I sat in that moment, I couldn't possibly have predicted that the radical anti-authoritarian Jesus would make it, by virtue of your work, to the bestseller lists 7 years later, along with Paul, along with the apostles and the gospels that carry the message of this radical, non-fundamentalist Jesus. Do you have that sense of a great movement in history that comes to a place where the very unexpected can be very good out of a very bad circumstance?
Well, yes and no. Of course, you can't hope for the bad to make things. You know, the old communist thing was capitalism should be encouraged to be really bad so that we can bring about the revolution. We can't do that. But on the other hand, we certainly should not expect that the world will go our way. It never has. It didn't in Jesus' time. St. Augustine was very good at saying, there's nothing about worldly success that we should admire or envy or try to build on. Chesterton, when he was asked, "What's wrong with the world?" he said, "Me."
Chesterton being a great Catholic theologian.
Yeah, in other words,
and a very honest man.
Original sin is always there with us. That's what we work from. That's what we try to work out of. He also said, people who don't believe in original sin should hang around on a long summer's day and watch the moment when the children begin to torture the cat.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a worldly culture that opposes Jesus, justice, generosity, love. And there's always an element in all of us that rebels against that tries to reassert the kind of intimations of immortality that most people have at one time or another, but they don't keep them going all the time.
I like your resources and skills and knowledge, but listening to you talk about the world never going the way we want the world to go, As much as I would like for it to go the way I want it to go, I know that would be a serious mistake. And part of the lesson, I think, is one of humility, that if our wills are projected onto the world as we want them to be, there's a fair chance not only would not get better, it will just take a different variation of words.
Yeah. One of the things, though, that's good about being an historian is that when you look back, things have always been bad, but in American history especially, we've had enlightened religion that respects the laws of nature, of nature's God, that takes a very rational approach to even religion. And luckily, that was ascendant at the time of the foundation of our government. The deists were in. But we have had three really outbreaks of evangelical opposition to science and reason and enlightenment. And they occurred by an accident at the beginning of three successive centuries, 19th, 20th, 21st. The beginning of the 19th was not bad. It was the Second Great Enlightenment. It was the explosion of Methodism, etc. And it came about largely because separation of church and state and the foundation of the government had given free play to religion. And it did introduce egalitarian elements into our culture. It depended on government practically not at all. It was self-starting. There wasn't much government to depend on. It did itself in over slavery. It tore itself apart over the people saying the Bible defends slavery and people saying no, it doesn't. So it ran about 30 years and ended. The second one was the beginning of the 20th century, the fundamentalists. And they depended on government much more. They said, let's get the government to impose morality. Let's say you can't drink alcohol. You can't teach the evolutional theories. You can't deliver the mail on Sunday.
Blue laws.
So that one ran only at its peak about 20 years, largely because they tried to use the government, and there was a reaction against that, especially over prohibition. And the third one was at the beginning of our century, and it has run its course, I think, in about 10 years. And it went way beyond the others in terms of using the government, so that we had things like the religious right telling the president and the Republican Congress over Terry Schiavo, jump. And they said, how high do you want us to jump? And so Congress rushed through a resolution to intervene in the situation, and Bush rushed back from vacation, got up in the middle of the night and signed it. Well, 81% of the people in America said that was inappropriate. So they overreached faster than the other ones. And I think we're seeing the end for practical reasons.
Can we come back to those practical reasons? This is the Paula Gordon Show. It is our great pleasure, Bill Russell's and mine, to be with Dr. Gary Wills. Much more to be said, not only about what the Gospels meant, what Jesus meant, what Paul meant, but what all that means right now. Please be with us when we return.